saw me swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Saw Me Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans and want to share our crazy passion and knowledge for the wizarding world with fellow Potterheads.
Today we have
Lexi, our hinting Hufflepuff,
and Tori, your researching Ravenclaw.
Yeah!
It's just us.
Just us today. Small group, but very important topic.
Exactly.
Today we are talking about the classrooms of Hogwarts, which we, in the books at least, we spend a great deal of time in these classrooms. Not so much in the movies.
Yeah, not at all in the movies.
No, there's like a few choice classrooms that we see over and over again, but that's it.
The Defense Against the Dark Arts, like, yeah. Every time.
Yep.
And potions, of course.
And potions. But then we only see other classrooms earlier in the books. Everything else is just Defense Against the Dark Arts and potions.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, in the first book, you see McGonagall's, you see
charms,
and you also see Herbology.
Yeah. Yep.
So we skip a little bit of a peek.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about these classrooms. We know that there's at least 49 different classrooms at Hogwarts. We won't cover all of them in detail. You can thank us now for the Hufflepuff putting this episode together.
Oh my.
Instead of the Ravenclaw.
Hey.
Brief summary will suffice.
Brief summary.
But we will talk about some of the more interesting classrooms and how they contributed to Harry Potter. Nice. Plus, we cover a lot of these in other podcast episodes. So that's another reason why we're not diving in too deep, because we talk about the Astronomy Tower or the like different areas of the castle we've already covered or we're planning on covering. So if you don't hear what you want to hear tonight, you'll probably hear it in another episode. Just saying.
It's true. So we are going to start off with the greenhouses. We talked extensively about the greenhouses before.
Yep.
We do know that there are 7 greenhouses, one for each year. And we know that, I don't know, did Harry ever do any of the higher up ones? I know he was in like greenhouse like maybe 4.
Yeah, I feel like he was in greenhouse 5 for his OWLs.
Oh, that might be true.
But okay. I don't know about year 6. That's the only one that I'm not sure. I think he could drop Harry Herbology.
Ducked out year 7, so.
I think he was able to drop Herbology because he was on the Auror track.
Well, no.
If I remember it correctly. I don't know why you would need Herbology to be an Auror.
I guess, but. Well, yeah. Maybe Neville's been in all the Herbology. In all 7.
That's true.
So. Lex, do you have a favorite greenhouse memory or moment with Harry?
I think of 2, and they're both from the movies. They're in the books too, but they come to life in the movies. I love when Slughorn is snipping off the what is it called? What's the tentacular or whatever it is?
The venomous tentacular.
Yeah, and Harry just like pops up and is like. Hi, Professor! And he's like, oh my gosh, Harry, what are you doing
here? Because he's high on Felix Felicis.
I know. That part in the book is funny, but Harry, Daniel Radcliffe did so good in the movies when he was on Felix Felicis. Like, yeah. So spot
like,
on.
Total weird. Like, total weirdo. You're like, what's going on?
It's so good.
Like, even I can tell you're on something, Harry. Like,
whatever. Uh-huh. What about you,
Wait, that was... only one of them.
What?
Did you say 2?
No, I said, what about you, Tor?
Oh, no, I thought you said you had 2 favorite things.
Oh, yeah, but I'll share my second one after, because what if it's yours?
Okay. my favorite is still from the books when, like, so it talks about they're doing the mandrakes, mm-hmm. and there's a whole bunch of earmuffs, and, like, Harry describes in detail, like, it was, like, a mad race to get... not the fluffy pink ones. Like, I just think it's so funny and so relatable. They're like all like, no, like that's not happening. You can see a bunch of like 12-year-olds fighting each other for earmuffs.
So
I thought I loved that one.
My other favorite is from that same scene, but in the movies, when Malfoy sticks his hand in the mandrake's mouth and it bites down, and he's like, and it's like just like a such a short snippet, but it's so funny.
They did good.
It cracks me up every time.
I love it. I love it.
Cool. So next classroom, you could say, is the grounds. And we see this, it's both in the books and the movies, but this is the Care of Magical Creatures classroom.
Yay!
Mainly for Hagrid. Apparently, it used to be taught inside the castle by Sylvanus Kettleburn before Hagrid took over.
Wait, inside?
Yeah, that's what it says.
So. Maybe Sylvanus never brought crazy, like, blast-ended scroots or something inside the castle, though.
And maybe that's why they have that, like, earth floor room that Ferenczi uses or something.
Oh, that would make sense.
Right? Like it's already built in because it's the Care of Magical Creatures, and it's on the main floor, so they can bring in creatures, like unicorns, if they want.
Nice.
But yeah, so we know that Hagrid moves the classroom to be out by his hut, and they have a lot of lessons just around his garden and in the, like, lawn area. And then they do a lot of stuff in the Forbidden Forest, too. So,
yeah, they do a ton of stuff in the Forbidden Forest.
They do so much.
Like, that's where Hagrid just basically wanted to teach in the Forbidden Forest. He's like, how far can I take the first year Care of Magical Creatures student?
I know, so much for being off limits, right?
Right?
He's like, what are all the lessons? I know they have the thestrals in the forest, the unicorns. The hippogriffs are in the forest, aren't they?
The hippogriffs they were like a paddock right next to the forest.
Yeah.
But like they were really close and nearby so that they, like, I'm sure that Hagrid had to like steer them to there. When they were doing it with Grubbly Plank, they had to wander in to go and look at Bow Truckles.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Bow Truckles.
Yeah, good. So I remember that because that's the one where Umbridge is like, you are much better than Hagrid, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I love the Kneasel lesson too, where they, is that what they're called, Kneasel?
Niffler?
Niffler. There are things called Kneasels though, right?
There are. Those are the cat ones though.
Those are the cat ones. That's what Crookshanks is.
I don't remember that one.
No, the Niffler one. That's what I meant. When he like digs my favorite. Soft hole. And, like, hide stuff, and they just start diving.
I loved that one. Like, that is, like, teacher planning to, like, 10%. Like, how 100%. Cool, like, that was awesome. Yeah. He, like, hit a bunch of gold, and he's like, go. That would be the most intense class ever. Like, I can see, no matter who they were,
all the competitive sides coming out.
Oh, yeah. Like, grab yourself a Niffler, and, like, let's do this. That was my favorite one.
No, I know Hagrid gets like a lot of crap from like Slytherins mainly and like parents, but he's like a really talented, like
when he wants to be
beast carrier. Yeah, like
yeah.
I'm sure he at one point has been buddies with Newt, right? And
oh yeah,
they've traded insider secrets or whatever and talk about their favorite animals. But like he's able to take care of those giant like Abraxan horses from, what's that place called?
Beauxbatons.
Thank you. I was like, why can't I think of it? Like taking care of the grounds too, right? Like he does so much for all these like magical plants that are everywhere, and
oh yeah,
those hedges that he grows for the maze. It's pretty impressive.
And well, the pumpkins alone, I mean.
The pumpkins, yeah.
Harry says you could sit like three full-grown men inside. You're like, oh, okay.
You
like,
know, Tori, you're a pumpkin grower.
I wish. Oh. My pumpkins like overtook my
no, you're garden squash 2 years ago.
That's like all I got. It's okay. I need a pink umbrella with a wand inside.
Right, don't we all?
Help me out a little bit. So the next classroom we'll talk about is the dungeons. We know that in the dungeons it's the potions classroom and the lab spaces. Like, is that that's all for potions though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and from what I could find, it's like a series of multiple classrooms that are all linked together, right?
Yeah. Like,
there's different levels, and so they have, like, different tools and equipment in each one.
I can see that being it. It's kind of creepy. Like, we're going to brew stuff, and it's going to be hot and misty and humid and
also, nasty how does the whole castle not smell like whatever they're cooking? Because it's, like, at
right?
the bottom
it's all
of the
stuck.
The castle.
Bottom of the house.
Bottom of the house, I know. I said it, and I was like, nope, that's not right.
Now, I had a question. I know that when Professor Slughorn becomes the potions teacher, he has a different office. It's not in the dungeons. Yeah. But does he continue to teach in the dungeons?
I think so. I mean, those are the dedicated potion spaces. So yeah,
that's what I would think.
I wouldn't want my office down there in the dungeons. How sad and depressing, man.
I know. Depressed Snape.
Yeah, doesn't want to talk to anyone. And... No, that's creepy.
No, it's true. Well, do you have any favorite memories or moments from either the book or movies with dungeons?
Oh, gosh. If you have one, jump in. I'm thinking.
From the movies, the one that like always sticks out is when Professor Slughorn is like, hey, I want you to make a draught of living death.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like trying to get like the beans. They're trying to like get juice from the beans.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is like, their beans are like flying all over the place. They're like, and then Harry like squishes it and makes it all like all the juice comes out.
Yeah.
And Hermione's like, how are you doing
that? It says like, specifically to cut. He's like, no, squish it. I promise.
Squish it. No, so that was one of my favorite. I also, I don't know. All the potions classes were always so depressing.
I know.
Because it was always so, like, obvious that Snape was super pro Slytherin, super pro Draco. And, like, he's like, anything Harry does, he's like giving Harry zeros all the time. And
I know.
Making his potion disappear. Like, it was always just, like, not good feelings.
Yeah, like, there's been times that, like, Crab melted his pot or something, right?
Yeah.
And like Harry's the one who receives zeros. It's like, what? Yeah. Are you kidding me? So,
like, okay.
Yeah, I always laugh at that scene, again, from the first few books. They're just, like, classic scenes that are in the movies that are like word for word from the books, right? But when Seamus yes. like blows up his stuff and singes his eyebrows off. And
Always.
Poor Seamus. Yeah.
Good old Seamus.
Next thing is the ground floor classrooms. We know there's a few on the ground floor, but the two that we know for sure exist is the divination one that we talked about for Ferenczi.
Yes.
And he's the centaur.
everyone.
And divination is usually in the divination tower, but obviously he's a centaur, so he can't climb all those stairs. So
that would be very interesting to see, though.
Yeah. But they do some cool stuff in this classroom. Don't they, like, they make do. The ceiling, like, stars, and so they can, like, stargaze, and
well, like, it feels like the forest. It's like a little forest, and then they, like, lay down. And he has him look up above, and he's like, look at the stars.
Yeah, that's so freaking cool.
Tell me, what do you see?
Look at the sky. Tell me, what do you see?
I knew you'd get it.
That's a classic, man. Gosh. You can't beat that movie. No, that's a really cool classroom. And like we speculated before, maybe it was the old Care of Magical Creatures classroom. I don't know.
Yeah.
The other one that's on the ground floor, and I didn't realize it was on the ground floor, is the Transfiguration classroom.
Yeah, I always thought it was up higher.
Yeah, me too. But
there's
no reason to think that, right? For all of these classrooms, I have no reason to think where they are.
Their location is definitely was not, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it.
But it's the, besides the divination for that one year, it's the only, like, regular academic classroom. And it's the one that McGonagall teaches in. I think she has other classrooms that she teaches in as well, like all these professors do. There's just, like, general classrooms, but this is the one that has all of her tools and all the equipment and gear and everything. And
all this stuff.
It's, like, right off the Great Hall. So if people are late, they have no reason to be late after mealtime.
It's true.
Yeah.
She's like, you have no reason.
And maybe you have a better memory than me, Tor, but what are some cool things that they transfigure in this classroom?
So I can think of two. One from the books, one from the movies. The one from the movie is when she transforms that giant bird. And she says, 1, 2, 3, Vereverto. Oh, and it turns into a goblet.
Uh-huh.
And then just right after that, Ron turns Scabbers into a cup, but it still has a tail and it's all squeaky and it's gross. So that's the movie one. The one that I remember from the books, Harry says that they're trying to transform or transfigure, I should say, transfigure a hedgehog into a pincushion.
Mm-hmm.
But Harry says that every time anyone approached, it was either his or Ron's with a pin, it would like screech back and like no, don't poke me, kind of a thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
No, those are the two I come up with first.
Yeah, they So I'm looking up some of this, some of the other things that they transfigured right now. A lot of this is actually talking about how, like, there's not a clear distinction between charms and transfiguration. And, like, in transfiguration, that's where Ron has trouble with the silencing charm on those crows or ravens or whatever.
Yes.
And same with the vanishing charm, which are sound like charms, right? But they're being learned in transfiguration class.
Interesting.
Which is still interesting. So, I don't know. Oh, it's the bullfrog that they silence. That's what it is. And she changes her pig, her desk into a pig and back again. That's cool.
Yes.
And they have to change teapots into tortoises. Ooh, and then this asks the question, which you probably have the answer for, Tor. Does this form of magic, where you change a teapot into a tortoise, allow wizards to create life?
Ooh. That is a very good question.
Yeah.
Because they... Like, turning, like, all the animals into things, like, inanimate objects, like, makes sense. But the opposite way, like, oh.
Yeah. Or is it, like, the Irish gold, like, Irish galleons that, like, disappear after a while? Is it kind of like that, right? That, like, it's a temporary thing that it stays that way for, like, a certain amount of time, and then it'll pop back to its original state?
Probably, because it can't, like, it can't hold something like that. Can't create it.
Yeah.
I'll have to look up more of that. That'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
To find out.
Other cool transfiguration I just thought of is Victor Crumb. He transfigures his head into a shark.
That one is weird.
Pretty cool, though. That's pretty impressive that you can do that, man.
He spent all that time, like, figuring out how to transfer. Does it affect
your anatomy of your brain?
I hope not, because he was
like eating Hermione instead of saving her.
That's why Harry, like, yells at him, like, hey, knife. Back it up. She's my friend too. Oh man. I love it. The first floor, we have the history of magic. No, this is where the history of magic books are kept. It's not the history of magic class.
No, this is saying it's only in the books.
Oh, only in the books.
We history only of magic see this is... classroom. I guess we That's see true, it in the movie we... in No, we don't see the movie.
We don't, because we never see Binns.
No, we never see Professor Binns. So we never see this classroom in the movies.
That's true. History of Magic is also the room where Lupin, he borrowed it to teach Harry about Dementors.
In the books,
In the books, yeah. There is no screen time in the movies for History of Magic. Poor History of Magic. Mm-hmm. Actually, it always sounded boring.
Yeah,
it really did. Also on the first floor is Muggle Studies. In the video game, because we don't see that in the movies either, huh?
Nope.
Yeah.
We see the and professor, Harry, but we never see her classroom. Yeah,
and Harry doesn't take it. Hermione does, and Ron thinks she's insane. Like, you're a muggle. Like, I know, why would you take it?
Grew up with muggles.
She's like, I want to see it from your perspective. I mean, that's interesting, but yeah, no, I don't know if I take Muggle Studies. And also in the video game, there's a whole bunch of other general classrooms.
Yeah.
Probably just for, yeah.
Yeah, this is all these video game ones that we'll talk about are from the computer game, where you can, like, actually walk around and, like, it's kind of like cool. Pokemon, where you, like, walk around all the different places. So that's where a lot of these classrooms we know, quote unquote, where they are, is because of the video game. I don't know how accurate that is. I don't know if JK endorsed it or if they were just like, let's put this here, but...
Yes.
It's the information we have.
I like it. It works.
Yes.
It works great.
So on the second floor is the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom. But we know that in Harry's first year, the third floor corridor was closed. And so that's why it's on the second floor this year. All the classes on the third floor. And the third floor, as we'll get to, has a ton of classrooms. But all of them were taught in various parts of the castle. So, like, arithmancy, it says, was on the ground floor. Charms is on, like, the sixth floor or something. So this is where the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom was just for that year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And that was Lockhart's year, right?
No, that's Quirrell's year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With Quirrell's Fluffy year. His first year. The Fluffy.
Yeah, which is also crazy, like... What classroom was Fluffy hiding in then?
He was just chilling. It was like a regular
academic floor. Why would they choose, like, let's just put him here?
I don't know. Yeah, and how did a trap door go to the basement
from the third floor, right? Or from the second floor?
Why not? I guess the third. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, for the third floor, there are quite a bit. We have the Arithmancy. It's seen on the Marauders map.
We never spend time there, though, in the books or the movies, right?
No, because Harry never takes Arithmancy. Only Hermione does.
Yeah.
Charms, which is in the books and the movies, that it is on the third floor. This is where Flitwick shows them how to do their magic. and the Defense Against the Dark Arts, we just said, it was on the third floor every year after the first year.
And before, too.
And before. Apparently, like, it was super obvious to the teachers, I'm sure. And all the older students, like, something's wrong.
Something's happening.
They moved everything. This is where Albus Dumbledore taught as the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. Apparently, all the cool instruments and tools in his headmaster office used to be part of his DADA classroom. And you can kind of see that in the Crimes of Grindelwald. Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, he has all those cool things.
Because they're all there.
I was reading about it, though, and it sounded like all those instruments were, like, part of the curriculum for Defense Against the Dark Arts, and then he just took them all when he became headmaster. Like, I'm sure some of them were his, right? Because he was super interested in the dark arts and was a really talented wizard. Kind of stuff. He invented it. But yeah. I'm pretty sure he may have taken some of the actual tools from the classroom and was like, this is cool, man.
He's like, I like this giant tower thingy. That's the one I always recognize. Uh-huh. The giant weird tower. It works, though.
Yeah. So, I just kind of wanted to go through all these professors, because this is really where we spend the most time, is in this classroom. Yes.
It was clearly Harry's favorite.
Yeah. So, first year, like we said, is Professor Quirrell, and he used a temporary classroom on the second floor because the third floor was out of bounds. So, we don't know what this room looked like during Fluffy the first year.
The second year, Lockhart was teacher, Professor Lockhart, and he covered the walls with photos of himself, which I just can't even believe. Like, mm-hmm. all the books were written by him, of him.
Yeah.
I didn't scare the banshee by smiling at him. Gosh.
And consistently through all of these, that skeleton that we see in the movies is also in the books. So that's consistent. There's tools around the edges, which is consistent. But these are some of the things that, like, each professor brought with them. So
yeah, small little things.
Yeah. So, like, third year was Remus Lupin was the professor. And he brought a lot more of these, like, cool, practical, educational decorations, right? Like, he had whole sketches of animals, like, hanging on the walls that people could analyze and things like
that. He was ready to actually teach it.
Yeah, he was, like, the most qualified person.
Yeah, then fourth year, Professor Moody, which was actually Barty Crouch Jr., he brought a metal jar of worms and a glass jar full of bees, and then weird dark magical objects that, like, would help you, like, find dark wizards, but they were, like, all broken.
Yeah, how creepy is all that? Like, that's not a telltale sign that he's not who he says he is. He has a freaking jar of bees. Why?
Like, if things go bad, I'm just going to let these loose and then run out the window, like, something. It's fail-safe, Lex. You just got to have one as a teacher. That's his
go-to, man. He's freaking crazy. In the fifth year, we know it was Dolores Umbridge was the professor, and she came in and put pink, fluffy stuff, cats, everywhere. And we mainly see this in her office, and it doesn't mention if it bled through into the actual classroom, but I'm sure it did. Sure it did. And everything was probably always tidy and proper and in straight rows and just, like, perfectly in order.
Aligned. Well, I loved, even in the movies, it looks like she had painted the brick pink.
Right?
Down to, like, painting. Yeah. I just thought that was hilarious.
Oh, can you imagine magical painting, though? It'd be so easy.
Oh, my gosh. Just wave your wand. House,
make it blue.
Please.
Make it pink.
Make it blue. Oh, man. So in sixth year, Snape gets to be the professor of Defense Against the Dark Arts. And he has dark decorations. The curtains are drawn over the windows, probably because he lives in the freaking basement all the time.
I can't stand the sunlight.
Yeah, and the room was lit by candlelight only. It just made it all gloomy, and it was just gross. And then he had gruesome pictures that adorned the walls, and many of them who were showing people in pain, grisly injuries, and just like strangely contorted bodies, like just like the worst part of all Defense Against or dark art stuff.
Yeah, like just creepy AF. Like,
yeah,
oh my gosh.
Like, how would you feel in that setting? You're like, oh, okay.
Like, everyone's like, wondering if he's a Death Eater or not. It's like, just go look at his classroom, and that's all you need to know about his mental health.
There's some signs. Like, definitely.
There's some signs. And then we never see the seventh-year teacher because Harry's not at school, so.
Yeah, because Harry dropped out.
Harry freaking dropped out.
Isn't it the Carrows?
Yeah.
That teach it?
Which I'm sure they just left all of Snape's
weird stuff. It's one of the Carrows, because... One of the Carrows teaches defense against dark arts, and the other one, or dark arts, it's not defense anymore. And then the other one teaches muggle studies, or like anti muggle studies. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was super fun.
Oh my gosh. So moving up the castle on the fourth floor, we only know of one classroom that was there, and it's magical theory, which is actually mentioned on someone's class schedule in the movies. So I don't know what this class entails. I don't know who teaches it, but
interesting.
It's on someone's schedule. Magical theory.
I wonder whose schedule, because I don't think it was Hermione's. It might have been. I can't see any of the other characters in Gryffindor taking magical theory. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can find it. I don't think it's on here though.
Like,
this class is seen on Harry Potter's timetable in the film version of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, there you go.
So maybe it's just like a first or second year class that you take.
Yeah,
like to like basics. Introduce you to magic and how it all connects.
I still stand. Yeah, no, I still stand by the fact that we need to let these. Well, maybe not because they're a bunch of kids, but like Latin and Greek would have been super helpful.
Right.
Everything
that's magic. What they're speaking, man.
Yeah, exactly. But then again, you don't want a bunch of like 12-year-olds making stuff up because they like string a few Latin words together. You're like, oh my god.
Oh no, what have we done?
What have you created? Oh my gosh. Yeah, so the next floor, the fifth floor, they are both from the video game. These classrooms, the art classroom and the music classroom, which
I think they were just added in for the video game.
Yeah.
I don't magical know if they're actual art.
But the thing is, that'd be really cool. Like, learn how to paint a portrait that moves.
That would be
like,
really
cool. Like, that'd be cool.
Legit. Yeah.
Or, and then, I mean, there's no magical music.
Well, they have their choir, Flitwick's choir.
Yeah, and the frogs
the
sing
frog
with
choir,
them.
Right? So
that's magical.
It could hold up.
Something wicked this way comes. Uh-huh. So it could hold up, but again, like, it's you either play it or you enchant it to play.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Really easy classroom. They're all, like, sitting in the back, like, their, like, instruments are playing in the front. You're like,
really,
yep,
though.
You're doing great.
You're doing great. This sounds beautiful. On the sixth floor from the video game, we know that that's where Ancient Runes is held.
Ancient Runes.
Which sounds like a super cool class and it's probably super helpful. So I'm bummed that Harry never took any of these cool classes.
Harry's like, I'm going to get by.
He just took like the core basics every time. It's like, why couldn't this be from Hermione's perspective? Then we could see all these cool things.
Have you seen those lists that's like the title of the books from the perspective
from all
of different characters?
Yeah.
And like Hermione's are all like, the year I saved the boys from this, or the year I had to use common sense to do this.
The year
like,
I solved this problem for Harry.
Yes. Hermione's are my favorite. I also like Professor McGonagall's, like, the year that the golden trio did this, and the year that this happened.
The year I basically had a heart attack. And
yeah. The year that I got attacked. Yay. Should have quit. Oh my gosh. Anyway. After that is the seventh floor. Divination is taught in here in both the books and the movies. Professor Trelawney teaches up here.
I guess we spend a lot of time in this classroom too, because we have a huge description for it.
Oh yeah, they. It's very well. I think it's just like extremely odd and very much more cozier because everywhere else you're like sitting at desks. It's like similar across the board.
Well, it's
with her
convenient for Harry to have all these like visions of Voldemort, right?
Yeah, like we gotta like introduce the concept and then figure it out, kind of thing. So Professor Trelawney teaches divination, and in her classroom there's at least 20 small circular tables that were crammed inside, all surrounded by chintz armchairs and fat little poofs. Everything was lit with dim crimson light, and the curtains at the windows were all closed, and many lamps were draped with dark red scarves. I can't even imagine, like, oh my gosh.
It seems like a fire hazard, because isn't everything, like, candlelit, too?
Right? Yeah.
How much electricity do they actually have, and why is she hanging scarves from her lamps?
Makes it all gloomy. It was stiflingly warm, and the fire, which was burning under the crowded mantelpiece, was giving off heavy, sickly sort of perfume as it heated large copper kettles for probably all the tea.
Constant tea.
Yeah, tea all the time, all the time. The shelves running around the circular walls were crammed with dusty-looking feathers, stubs of candles, and many, many packs of tattered playing cards. There were countless silver crystal balls and a huge array of teacups. I think it's really funny. It's like a little tea shop.
I know. There. I feel like they did a really good job of capturing this in the movies, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
Of Trelawney, yeah. She's just dead on, and then this space, though, like... This description, I can, like, see it in my head, and what I see is very close to what the movies is.
Oh, yeah.
Except for they have levels in the movies, don't they? Yes. Because I remember that, what does that kid say? He's talking about the Grimm.
Oh, yeah, the kid we only see for, like, 2 seconds and then never see again.
He has this, like, ominous, like, dark line, and then that's Grimm. The only time we see
him. Poor dude. He needed to be, like, actually given a name.
I know, it's so funny. Oh, man. Yeah, so that's the seventh floor, and then we know that there are towers. Yes! There's a lot of towers, and we've talked about most of them, but the only one that
towers episode.
Actually has classrooms in it is the Astronomy Tower. Nice. Makes sense, right?
It's needed. They need to be outside.
In the books and the movies is what it says. I don't remember seeing it in the movie, though.
I mean, unless they're... well,
that whole part with McGonagall doesn't happen in the movies.
Yeah, they moved it to, like, that front behind-the-clock stuff.
Yeah, so... said on the wiki that it was in the movies, and I was like, I don't know about that, but...
Maybe, like, you see, like, the big staircase? There's a bunch of rounded staircases.
We see it when Dumbledore dies. That's where they are, is in the Astronomy Tower. And Harry's hiding behind the giant telescope. Yeah.
No, he's in the behind-the-clock thing.
No, that's up in the Astronomy Tower. And it has all the different levels, and that's why it's in the book.
That's in the book, though.
No, it's in the movies.
In the movie, they're at the clock face thing.
I need to Google it now. Live Google it,
Lexi.
Where
Lexi's a Googler. I swear, that's like...
Dumbledore was killed by Severus Snape on the Astronomy Tower, woman.
In the movie? Because, yes, in the book he is. I agree. In the book he is. But the movie...
Well, if you look it up, all the images...
It just doesn't look very tall. That's why...
I mean, he freaking fell and died. It's pretty tall, Tor. No, I'm pretty sure that is... the Astronomy Tower in the movies, because on one of the rides in Harry Potter World, you like fly through the Astronomy Tower, and it's that same look of like the big structure. You'll see, Tor. But
okay, one day.
One day soon. Anyone out there listening, if you want to sponsor us to go back to Universal Orlando, we would not
when
say
it
no.
opens again.
When it opens, which should be no, it's open again. They just opened.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. Anyways, so
Astronomy Tower.
The Astronomy Tower.
Classroom.
So classroom. This classroom is surrounded by crenellated ramparts. I have no idea what that means.
It's like, you know how when you draw a castle and it's like a little like square up and square down?
How do you know that? What in the
world? I don't know.
I could ask anyone in the world what crenellated means, and I doubt anyone but you would know that, Tor.
I read.
Ask your husband after this, and I guarantee he'll say no. So it's surrounded by crenellated ramparts and iron security railings around the edge of the tower, which makes sense because students are out there, and that's where they look at the skies with their telescopes. There's astronomical models and telescopes that are propped against the ramparts when the classroom is not in use, and a door leads into a turret, and the steep spiral stairway inside leads below.
There you go.
So that's the towers, and those are the main classrooms of Hogwarts that we see.
Yeah, no, classrooms. I don't know. It's kind of, I love how in the book that's like, it's obviously a school. We have to be a part of it. But then it's so funny because so much else, so many other things happen to Harry. But yeah, like, come on.
And it makes sense why they wouldn't put it in the movies, right? Like all of their adventures, they had to cut something. And that's like the easy thing to cut. Yeah, is all the classroom scenes. And it's just assumed that he learns stuff.
Yeah. I think we've asked this question before, Lex, but what class would be your favorite to take? Oh,
that's what I was going to ask you, too. I think, gosh, any of, like, the spellwork ones, like Charms or Transfiguration or even Defense Against the Dark Arts, like, just wherever you can use your wand and, like, really practice and get to know that as your tool, like, that's cool. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I'd also love the greenhouses because you know me. I'm the crazy plant lady. Lexi. I have like 30 plants in my house right now. I have 10 at work that I haven't seen since March. And I get so sad every time I think about it. My coworker's watering them. Don't worry.
Oh, I was going to say, like, Lex.
She's as obsessed with plants as I am. And so she goes in like once a week and waters hers.
She's all like singing a song.
But I like dream about them, how big they are now. And I miss the plants.
You need her to take pictures.
I know. Tell me how they're doing. I miss them.
Tell me how my plant babies are.
What about you, Tori?
I would say Charms would be the one that I want to learn the most of, but then Transfiguration would be extremely awesome as well. So those are my top two for sure. Mm-hmm. I think Herbology would be very interesting, but like you said, the wand work stuff is more appealing to me.
Yeah, that's like direct magic in my head, right?
Yeah.
Whereas some of this other stuff helps, like even arithmancy or ancient runes, like all of that helps you be a better wizard in the long run. But like being able to hands-on do something, like that's so interesting.
Oh yeah. No, I think arithmancy and ancient runes would be really like, they would appeal to my like puzzle side. Mm-hmm. Like to like, I want to like figure things out and like solve things. Like, so I would have taken a lot of the classes Harry did not take.
Yeah, I'd be terrified of Care of Magical Creatures, though. Like,
yes.
That would scare me to no end.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be a little nervous about that, especially because half of them were like, well, half the animals that Hagrid gave them were like we're illegal.
Actual predators, right?
Yeah, we're like going to kill the students. So I'd be awesome and terrifying.
Also, be scared of potions.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, like, it would be kind of nice to know, like, you know how, like, in How to Train Your Dragon, when Hiccup figures out how to, like, you, like, scratch right, like, next to the neck and the dragon, like, falls over and sleeps? Like, okay. That's those would be cool. Super helpful tips.
Like, yeah, that's, like, Newt level.
I'm being charged by an acrobantula. If I, like, lay down,
if I tap it won't even see times, me or something. It will stop. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
How many times would you have to, like, test those things out, though, before you figured out what the key was?
Before you die.
It's like Newt with the, that big, like, Chinese cat dragon thing. And he, like, pulls out the little... Like, he has that on hand and knows exactly that's what's going to get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same with the, like, aroma with the big rhino.
Yeah. That one's so funny.
That one's so cute.
Oh my gosh, when he does like the mating dance. Uh-huh. I love that one.
I'd also be terrified of potions class. Not because of Snape, because of like what you're doing. Like, I'm a terrible baker, and it sounds like a lot of baking, like not so much cooking, like on a fry pan, like I can do that, but it's like all baking, and I think you and Jamie would freaking rock it, because you're both like so good at baking things, but just those like recipe ingredient lists and stir it 7 times this way and 3 times this way, like my OCD would go insane in that classroom.
Yeah. That would be, it would be intimidating, but I think it'd be interesting to try and make stuff. But then it's like, okay, but if I can figure out a way to use my wand to do something that is like, solves it now and not like, spends, how long did they do Polyjuice Potion?
Like, like 3 months.
If I could figure out how to just transfigure my face a little bit, I think I'd be solid.
Sounds rather like than, a lot better option, man.
Rather than like, the Polyjuice Potion that takes all my, my whole year.
Yeah. But the potions are like, such good long-term easy use magic, right? Like you're basically baking the magic into something that you like consume, and then it's like you don't have to be as skilled of a wizard in the moment conjuring up these like super advanced level magic. You can just like drink a potion and you're invisible, or you could do this, right? Like
drink a potion.
I see where it'd be useful, but
it's true, but still I think the wand stuff would be the most like intriguing, captivating stuff.
I agree.
But that is classrooms. Go classrooms. School. If anyone misses school, I'm sure. There's a few people out there that probably miss school. Probably not. Actually going there.
I'm in school right now and I don't miss it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I miss some of it. I'll get there again.
You'll get there again, Tor.
Yeah, sometime. Not now. as the baby puts her foot in my ribs. We're good.
Ooh, fun.
Yay. But remember that you can always reach out to us on social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast. Ask us your questions, tell us your insight, and let us know if you disagree with anything we've said. Let us know what class you would prefer to take at Hogwarts. We would love to hear from any and all of you.
Mischief managed.